Hi, and welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, April 5th, 2024. This is season 4, episode number 14. Just looking at that, the thing that pops out at me right away. There's a lot of fours.
True.
There's a lot of fours involved.
Yeah, there is.
It's 4524 and it's 4.14. Yeah. Appropriate because it is Final Four weekend. More on that later. Yeah. We got college basketball going a little late this year and ending on the second Monday in April. I should mention today, of course, is the first episode that we've done in April. And also, one of those weeks where, you know, like, the first of the month is a Monday. And, like, to me, that makes sense. Every month should start on a Monday, right? So the week just goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Today's April 5th. I do have Franklin with me today. Franklin, how are you today? Today's another day off from school for
you. Actually, no, never mind. I'm really happy.
You're really happy. I would be, too. It's another day off from school for you. It's one of those teacher work days as you are listening to this. We're recording this way before, but trust me, those teacher work days, they pop up all the time. This is another one for you. I mentioned
great,
that.
Actually, yeah.
Congratulations. Today, it is Final Four weekend coming up tomorrow, Final Four Saturday. I have no idea who's in the Final Four. Franklin, do you know who's going to be in the Final Four?
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. We could have laid down some bets. I can tell you who's not in the Final Four. Bunch of highly ranked teams not in the Final Four. North Carolina is not in the Final Four. Kentucky's not in the Final Four. Now, as we're recording this, now this is crazy. First, I must apologize to Wolfpack Nation of North Carolina State University. We were talking about North Carolina State and my one-time hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina, on last week's show, which, we'd recorded it way before. There's the podcast delay problem. And I said, oh, I'm glad that NC State made the tournament. NC State and one of its players, named Mike O'Connell, made the tournament. And I'm like, oh, but by the time you're listening to it, I'm sure they're out of it. Little did I know, they make the Sweet 16. North Carolina State made the Sweet 16. Now, this is happening to us again. So it's just like the reverse curse, you know, the reverse jinx of Math and Musings.
The Math and Musings jinx is back.
The Math and Musings jinx is back, except this time it was working in the opposite direction. So we're going to tempt fate and do this again. Because as we're recording
there's
this,
there's no way they're making it.
Yeah,
there is no way.
There's only 12 teams left. Oh no, no way that North Carolina State could make the Final Four. Sorry, so Frank, you have to repeat after me. There's no way North Carolina State could make the Final Four.
There's no way something, something, about something, something, something.
North Carolina State making the Final Four.
Oh,
okay,
there we go. There
okay, we've done our duty.
Yeah.
We've done our duty. And now that it's now that that's set, we can move on to more pressing things and important things.
Yay.
Like fantasy lands in other states. Franklin, how'd you enjoy your spring break? It's long over now as we're listening to this. How'd you enjoy your spring break?
I enjoyed it.
What did you do on your spring break?
I slept.
You slept a lot, huh? Did you do anything else?
No, I don't think so. I ate, I guess you could say it.
Ate some delicious food. Some of it consumed here, some of it...
But that's a story for next week.
Yeah, I think this is going to have to be a two-part episode talking about our spring break. We did the family thing. We went to Disney World. I think that's what you do when you're 10 years old. The only time I went to Disney as a child, I was 10. You're doing it now again. I mean, we went when you were 3 years old.
Don't
tough for you to
anything.
Remember any of
yeah.
that. Yeah, you were a different person. I was probably a different person, too. But now that it's long over, we can talk about the fact that we did go to Disney World. I should say that, now, at the moment, Disney World is not an official sponsor of Math and Musings. If anyone from the Disney Corporation is listening,
sure,
wants to
yeah.
reach out, give us a sponsorship, of course we would entertain such an offer. So this is all unsolicited promotion of the Walt Disney Corporation and the parks. A part of me worries that it's like, oh, you know, just, you know, get on the radio and you're bragging about the thing that you did. But you know what? all of social media is that. Like, here's this fun thing that I did. Here's me on, you know.
Me going to Disney World,
whether it's Instagram or Twitter or whatever it's called now, or Facebook, X. Whatever it's called. X, you know what Facebook's called now?
Why? And then, like.
I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not even going to say it. That's a much funnier answer.
Is Instagram Z?
XYZ. Yeah. And it's like, here's this fun thing that I did. Anyway, that's us.
Going to Japan on the podcast.
Going to Japan. Someday. And then we'll talk about it.
It's not today, but it will be someday.
It is not today. And it will not be this week.
I don't think it's today.
I think so. You never know.
I don't think it's today.
You know why? Because getting to Japan is hard. But you know what's easy? Getting to Disney World.
Well, that's not easy.
Oh, we live near a major international airport.
Actually, direct flight down
to Orlando.
That is kind of.
And we walk off the plane, get in the shuttle bus, takes you to the hotel. We stay. Do you remember the name of the place where we stayed?
A hotel.
The hotel. Yeah,
a hotel.
Latin American feel. It was called the Coronado Springs Resort. And first day we go to Epcot. You know what Epcot stands for?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
I should have written it down. I believe it's Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. It's supposed to be like a planned community of the future.
I bet that's exactly what people thought
the future was going to look like back when the present day was the future.
Wow.
Epcot opened in 1982. So did I. And this is what we thought the future was going to look like. Not exactly. But it did look pretty cool.
I mean, it was cool. That golf cart was much ahead of its time.
Agreed. And to me, this is proof that we don't. You're going to have to take over the voice here for a minute. I'm starting to lose mine. It's now the Franklin Show. Experimental prototype. It's redundant. I don't know if they've ever talked about the fact that it's sort of redundant in that acronym. Anyway, we go on Epcot. We just call it the golf ball. You know what the golf ball ride is actually called?
Spaceship Earth?
Is it Spaceship Earth? I could be.
Something like that. Spaceship Earth. Not Space Mountain.
Not Space Mountain. That's something else.
That's a scary ride.
I actually have no idea what it's actually called. We just call it the golf ball. And the last several times I've gone to Disney World, it's always been the first ride I've done. Love it.
That's so good.
That made top five for you. We'll talk about our top five rides here.
It did make top for me.
And you listed Epcot as your favorite park.
I did.
To me, it was second. So your mother also said it was her favorite park. Overall, I think that won the O'Connell Family Award. Best park.
Wow. That's good.
Because it had a couple of your favorite rides.
The World Showcase, which has had a lot. You can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You've got so much different food. You've got so much different.
We went to a few
stores, kind of general stores, but not general.
When you're older, in your 20s, people go and drink around the world. We were experimenting with the delicious food options around the world.
I think the orange citrus blossom guy was there.
Oh yeah,
that was so good.
The orange bird, one of their original we're talking OG mascots here back in the '70s.
I think he's in my room right now.
Yeah, well, your mother sprung for this one. Got you the orange.
Shake.
What do you call it? The orange shake. Know. Yeah, not it to be confused with the orange dreamsicle frosty at Wendy's, which we have now had, and delicious, best frosty out there.
It was really like a drink.
It was orange slushy, but slushy doesn't do it justice. It was so delicious.
Good, yeah.
The Citrus Blossom Festival was going on.
I think it was like citrus, flower festival. Orange, lemonade, maybe? I don't know.
It was a beautiful concoction. Non-alcoholic. Came in. Frankly, you and I spent the same amount of money on alcohol on this trip.
Zero.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I liked that style. Saved me a lot of money. I was able to waste in other things. That the drink you were talking about, the orange, banana, pineapple, something. It came in a souvenir glass, which is now up in your room, worthy of putting up. It was good. Yeah, the orange bird. Yeah, Google orange bird. You'd be like, oh yeah, that character.
Oh yeah, from that guy. The original. That no one's ever heard of, but
promotion of Disney World. Never made it in a movie.
No one's ever heard of him, but everyone's ever heard of him.
You've seen it.
You've seen it. Everyone's seen it. No one's ever heard of it.
Google Orange Bird, you'll see it. And then next day we go to Hollywood Studios, which, what's the hook at Hollywood now?
They have all the Star Wars stuff. They have they have this giant Millennium Falcon, they have giant mountain.
Well, they have quite a display, and then embedded in there are a couple rides. You went on three of them. I think there's three different Star Wars rides. You went on all of them.
Three main ones.
Yeah, that one, the one it's just called Rise of the Resistance. You're like literally fighting stormtroopers.
It's so good though.
Oh, it's fantastic. And then you liked even better the Millennium Falcon one because you're like involved. You're getting to shoot things.
Yeah.
What was the position you were playing?
In a ship.
You were in the ship. I think I was. Was I the pilot?
You were.
You were the gunner.
Yeah.
Or the, yeah. Whatever.
Someone else. Yeah.
We were all playing different positions. You did a great job. We were able to escape the clutches of the First Order. Yeah, and it was great. It wasn't.
Also, the Last Order. Actually, no. That's not the Last Order.
One of them.
One of the orders. The first one.
It wasn't like drop you 200 miles an hour thrilling roller coaster. It was more like
wait.
Motion
instead of
simulator.
The other ones, they should have made it First Order, Second Order, Third Order. That would have been so much easier.
You write to George Lucas, let him know. I guess just write to Disney now because Disney bought all that stuff. And yeah, last time we were around, they were building it.
Now they made it.
And yeah, same with Avatar. We went to Animal Kingdom also, and the whole Avatar experience that was just
great.
Under construction last time. We've also found. Let's see. Okay. Our method of transportation, talk about plans of tomorrow. Although,
favorite one was definitely the Skyliner.
Skyliner, yeah, it's a cable car that takes you from park to park and some hotels to park.
Yeah.
They eventually connect everything, I imagine. It's like,
yeah.
It's the new monorail. Disney's thing was, they were like famous for the monorail. Now they've got these, they're a little old-timey, the cable cars, but they've put them up everywhere. I appreciate that we rode the Skyline. I remember we just rode it for fun one day.
Yeah.
Did that several times.
That might have been like the last day or the second to last day where you're getting tired.
Yeah. Well, the last day we spent as like an actual vacation. So that was good. Didn't run around the parks. There was one day we did all four parks in one day. I believe it was, day three.
Day three.
We went to Magic Kingdom, Hollywood, Animal Kingdom.
That was mostly
Magic. And Epcot.
I think that was mostly Magic, though.
All on the same day. Yeah, well, we had a lot of Magic going on. They had Peter Pan. So let's get your top five here. I know Peter Pan was number five.
Peter Pan was number five. It was... The problem with Peter Pan is the capacity.
Hmm.
Like, it can only hold, like, you know, whatever, 15 people or whatever.
The number of riders per hour is
and
low.
But it's so good that there's always, like, an hour and a half wait.
But yeah. We had the Lightning Lane. Your famously cheap father springing for the Disney Genie Plus Lightning Lane lets you skip the line. There's a way to work. I recommend the Lightning Lane pass.
Definitely great.
And by the end, I could figure out how to play it like on the app and get your best idea in there.
Was the golf ball just such a good ride?
Yep.
Three was the Star Wars. Rise.
The Rise of the Resistance.
One, that was so good. Two was the Star Wars Millennium.
Falcon, yeah.
Where you're just pressing the buttons.
That one
is
the interactive one, yeah. And then number one for you, we haven't mentioned this. It was in France. What was it?
Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
The Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. Yeah, fantastic. Tell me about that one.
You're like, when I see you're getting sprayed with water, not the whole time, but like to a good amount.
You're in a moving cart and it's simulating and it's showing you like as though you're the rat. You're Remy.
Such a good run.
Yeah. And every once in a while you get spritzed with water,
and
you're moved around.
Smells.
It's four dimensional in that way.
You have like when you're under the stove you can actually feel the heat.
Feel
like
the heat
it's
coming
actually
at you.
Getting warm.
Yeah, it was one of those is like, 2 hour wait except, we did the Lightning Lane on it. So the ones that, I said Rise of the Resistance also. We had a great African safari as we closed down 15 minutes. It's worth going over a minute or two here. Yeah. At Animal Kingdom. Oh, I love that. It's a small world ride. I know it's such a cliche.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
I thought it was okay. It's kind of annoying.
Soarin', that's a ride at Epcot. And that that made my, that was third place for me. Because it's a motion simulator. I don't like actually being dropped. I like watching being dropped. The Star Wars Rise of the Resistance, and you move through several locations. Man, when we came in that room,
yes.
And then you're looking at dozens of stormtroopers pointing their rays at you. My goodness, that was thrilling. Like, you wouldn't think just looking at a bunch of costumes would be interesting. But wow, like, how you get into it.
Yeah.
And then for me, number one, Toy Story Mania.
I think that's completely fair. I bet that was like 6 or 7, yeah. Where it just doesn't
sure.
Make the top.
Shooting at like a, you know, midway carnival games with the Toy Story folks. Overall, that was third place in our family. We did a top 5, everybody did. Remy made number 2, and then we all put Star Wars Rise of the Resistance on our top 5. So that was number 1 overall.
There was threes,
give another
ones and
plug
twos, you just
to
get.
That place.
Yeah.
Best ride at Disney. Now, the thing about Disney, it's a little disappointing coming home. However, there is one upside to coming home from Disney World. You know what that is?
Sleeping.
Everything you buy when you come home seems very reasonably priced. Because you're used to Disney prices. And I'll take you one even farther. Now, Franklin, we just had Holiday here. Bring this out. And Holiday we just had was Easter, was a few days ago. Now, the thing about post-Easter is that, well, you can get discount Easter candy everywhere you go. And I've got here, I paid 65 cents for this, the old Cadbury cream egg.
So good.
Frank, how do you describe what's in the middle of a Cadbury cream egg?
Delicious.
It's made of delicious, yeah.
It's my favorite
it's
flavor.
Just sugar, it made to look like an egg yolk. But it's just
it's
like
just okay.
Congealed sugar or something here.
You guys see that cross section?
Yeah, let's get a cross section here. Here we go. You can take the big half.
Yeah.
By the way, don't say big half. If it's half, it's half. So, yeah, the chocolate on the outside. Leftover Easter candy. This is 50% off. This is beautiful. The only thing better than Easter candy? Discount Easter candy after the fact. Well, for you, it's free, yeah. But, Franken, it was worth 17 minutes here with you today. I've enjoyed the program. Hey, let's talk about this again next time.
Ooh.
And for more information or to contact, you can head to MikeO'Connell Jr.com.